Skagway announces a $1.2 million small business relief grant program, and the roughly two-week application window opened today. And Haines' COVID outbreak continues with 41 positive cases as of last Friday, the most recent COVID update to date. And we meet Haines School Board candidate Michael Wald. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Earlier this year, Norwegian Cruise Lines Holdings gave $2 million to the municipality of Skagway. They said it was a goodwill gesture to help the community weather the pandemic. As KHNS's Mike Swayze reports, the Skagway Assembly has set aside $1.2 million of those funds for small businesses, and the application period runs now through October 4th.
This summer, Norwegian Cruise Lines Holdings offered Skagway a $2 million gift and said it had no strings attached. Here's NCL Holdings executive Steve Muller speaking to KHNS back in May.
You know, we want to make sure that Skagway is still there when we come back. Skagway is very critical to us.
Some estimates show as much as 95% of Skagway's economy was lost due to the pandemic-related shutdowns of 2020. In 2021, some cruise ships returned to the tiny town at the top of the Inside Passage, but passenger counts remained less than a tenth of a typical tourist season. On Friday, Skagway officials announced three-fifths of NCL's $2 million donation would be distributed to small local businesses through a small business relief grant program. The $1.2 million in grants are being coordinated by the Skagway Development Corporation, a business resource center in Skagway that helps local companies develop through a variety of programs. Executive Director Caitlin Jared says the application process is fairly simple and should take about 15 to 20 minutes to complete.
What they'll need is a complete application, their 2021 state and local business licenses, because those all have to be up to date. And then I will also need a copy of their 2019 and 2020 tax returns to verify the numbers that they provided on the application.
Jared says the application for this program is very similar to the application for the state's AKARPA Business Relief Program, and she hopes that will make it easier for local businesses to apply for both. Business headquarters must be registered in Skagway, which would make operators with state licenses registered elsewhere like Haines, Juneau, or Anchorage ineligible. Still, Jared expects around 200 out of Skagway's nearly 500 registered businesses to apply for their share of the $1.2 million. The most any one business could receive would be $40,000.
Most businesses are hurting a lot still, so I think they will be more inclined to apply.
Jared also says that since the program is being administered by the SDC, the content of the applications will remain confidential. The application process is open now through October 4th. The remaining $800,000 of the $2 million gift will be distributed in part to the local food bank, the local tribal government, and a utilities assistance program. That leaves $450,000 for unemployment assistance the municipality plans to make available to Skagway residents over the winter, but the exact details of that program haven't been finalized. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Haines reported one new positive COVID case as of last Friday for a total count of 41 active cases. They also reported three positive cases by the school district last week. The Haines EOC reported 14 people were expected to be released from quarantine over the weekend. Officials are urging the public to wash hands, wear a mask, and distance from those outside your household or bubble. COVID testing is available at the search clinic by appointment. An updated COVID count is expected later this evening. In Haines, five candidates are running for four open seats on the school board. The race is the first contested election for school board since 2013. Today, we hear from Michael Wald, who is running for a second three-year term. Michael Wald has lived in Haines for over a decade and has two children currently attending middle and high school. The 48-year-old has a background in science and environmental education and runs a wilderness guiding company, Arctic Wild, based in Fairbanks.
In the early part of my career, I taught outdoor and environmental ed and then was an adjunct teacher at a small private high school and then later taught some ecology courses at the university level. So it seemed a logical fit when my kids were in the district and there was an opening on the school board for me to run and see if I could contribute to the community in that way.
Wild was appointed to the school board in 2017 when there was a vacancy and is running for a second full term. He says he wants to continue the board's work, including expanding professional development for staff, vocational and outdoor programs.
My priorities are to continue the good work that's already happening in the district. And specifically, that means investing in our staff and investing in their continued development and in innovative educational approaches, and in making sure that we continue to have great teacher retention in the district by taking care of our staff, because our teachers are clearly the backbone of the district.
He says the COVID pandemic has been challenging this past year and a half. He says he's in favor of following medical guidelines, but wants the focus to remain on school and the learning environment.
Take the mitigations which are being advised. But really, my priority in terms of that is to keep our eye on the ball and keep continuing to improve our school and continuing to improve the educational environment for our students. It's it would be easy to spend all of our time looking at COVID and thinking about COVID and having the conversation be about that. And certainly, we need to keep everybody safe. But we need to do what we can to keep school in person and active and keep our educational environment growing.
Michael Wald is one of five candidates running for four open seats on the Haines School Board. He will face Brian Clay, Shannon Dryden, Kevin Shove, and Jonathan Ray in the election on October 5th. Early voting is already underway in Haines. Ballots can be cast from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Borough Administration Building until Friday, October 1st. Join us for a Haines School Board Candidate Forum at 11 a.m. Thursday, September 23rd, live on KHNS. And if you missed our Haines Assembly Candidate Debate last week, it's posted now on our website at khns.org. And tune in tonight at 7 p.m. for a special live broadcast of the Skagway Candidate Forum, featuring mayoral, assembly, and school board candidates, co-hosted with the Skagway News. That's tonight at 7 p.m. live on KHNS. For KHNS News, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.